Hi all, this is the podcast Miracles Manifesting. Welcome. So last week I told a story about how I was in a social situation, one in which I wanted to be professional and impress people. And to me, it felt very embarrassing when I referenced like a mid 1950s drawing of a race car and said, "Oh, is that from the 1890s?" So I shared that in the episode and how I was concerned that I was being judged as being stupid and that kind of thing. That is my personal Achilles heel, among many, I'm sure. That's one of them. That's one of the top ones. And we all have our own woundings. We all have our own weaknesses in terms of the ego and all that. That is one of mine. So I wanted to share how I resolved it. And I did decide to go in today and address it with two of the ladies who were there. One of them, I only had the opportunity to clear the air with one, but she was the one that I was most invested in talking to anyway, so it worked out. And it turns out she didn't even like hear it or absorb it, or so she says, which is fine. I do believe that is the story. So okay. What is interesting about all this is, yet again, it's another example about how we can all get into our heads thinking we know how we're perceived, how we're understood. We think we know what people think about us. And in fact, we are much of the time incorrect. Incorrect. So she says she didn't even like really notice. What's interesting is when I was like going over it and talking about it with her, I felt like I just was just about stuck my foot in my mouth again. At the time I was trying to like resolve the issue. So this stuff happens. I don't know. It's interesting. And I use the word interesting a lot, but I do. I find human behavior like kind of fascinating. How we interact with like other people in relation to our own egos, and I don't know. So it's again a lesson in my learning not to judge. Because I judged myself. I was so harsh with myself after that incident happened last week. And I thought about it a little more, and I attribute it to, there was a possible ADHD scenario playing out, because it was the way my mind dealt with the situation there. I was looking at the drawing, and even though I saw the race car, I didn't really see it. And I flashed back to drawings that my family did, and I focused on the writing. And I'm beginning to understand that I think I have ADHD, I think I have PTSD, and I believe that this is a fairly common thing, that people fall somewhere on the autism spectrum as well. That can be very common. And there are just different scenarios and circumstances and syndromes and effects and chemicals that everyone is dealing with. Everyone has the way the mind works is an individual thing. And so I'm recognizing this about myself, and it sounds like that could have been like some form of ADHD episode that happened. And at the time when I talked about it today, not at the time, but when I talked about it today with the woman, she related to it because she said, well, I'm dyslexic, and you know, I struggle with understanding things or being able to read things properly or you know, that kind of thing. And I just remembered, you know, I really want to work on being less judgmental, because I think because I was afraid or concerned that I would be perceived as dumb. And I need to remember that in the future, if or when I encounter someone who does or says something that I consider to be goofy, that they are very likely dealing with whatever, in terms of ADHD, ADD, PTSD, autism, dyslexia, you name it. So it's a reminder for me to not only be more gentle and accepting of myself, but to remember that when, to be able to be conscious of when I form judgments on others, and remember that I don't know what they're dealing with. I don't know how their brain functions, you know. Just because someone says something like goofy or off the wall, or that can be labeled as quote unquote stupid, doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. I truly believe that we all say goofy things pretty often, more often than we would like, and it's no indication of a person's intelligence anyway. I think that we all have gifts. Excuse me. And we all have a certain innate intelligence and smarts about something. It's all different. That's what makes life so wonderful, is our differences really make, you know, that's what makes creativity. That's what makes diversity. That's what makes a healthy, well-rounded kind of environment, is the differences. So everyone's smart in different ways. It's just true, I think. So I just wanted to kind of give an update on the episode from last week and focus on the reminder of, we don't know what's going on in anyone else's head at any given time, so be kind. We might as well set the default, the default decision maker, I don't know what I'm thinking, but just like the inner thermostat, right, to kindness, compassion, calm. Be kind, be calm, be compassionate. There you go. Beautiful. So, what else did I want to talk about? I guess I just want to say I have been hearing a lot and reading a lot about how if you're into astrology, there's a lot going on right now in terms of the eclipses and planetary action. And so there's a lot of energy, and I am experiencing that on a personal basis. So I just want to also put out a reminder and a verbal support for taking it down a notch, breathing, taking some time to clear the mind, because being overly excited it can be exhausting and destabilizing in a different but similar way as when one is under like a lot of stress and anxiety. So it's something to observe or certainly be conscious of when there's a lot going on. So that's its own kind of stress. So stress comes in different forms, right? And of course, being stressful for like being busy, being stressful about being busy or having things to do or whatever, that is more desirable than being stressed about, some sort of great difficulty in life having to do with health or money or that kind of thing, right? So it's quote unquote better to have this different kind of stress, but it can burn out the system. It has its own pitfalls. So as much as possible, when dealing with great difficulty and hardship, or dealing with great like kind of excitement and action, bring it to the middle. Bring it either bring it down a few notches or take it up a few notches, and just try to bring it to the middle, neutral, and breathe. Because being able to tune into our inner thermostats and kind of like regulate our body chemicals is really important. Really important. The stress is not going away anytime soon, as far as I could tell. So we might as well be our own best friends and be our own parents, our own mother, our own the captain of our own bodies and life experience. So it's just important to really take care of ourselves. Really. So taking care of ourselves and then having that connection with the higher power, divine love, priceless. There you go. That's, if I can name like two things that are super important, it's those in living a happy, healthy, whole life. So that's what it's all about here at Miracles Manifesting. Moving forward, always moving forward, and even when it seems like you're going backwards, you're moving forward. I believe that. Keeping the intention. Super important. Intention is everything. So, what else did any last minute kind of thoughts I want to put out there? I don't know. I'm a little tired tonight, so you'll have to excuse me. But I hope this was helpful. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's kind of a off the cuff episode, but stay tuned for next week and take care of yourself and nurture yourself through these very energetically stimulating times. Whew. Okay. So, thanks so much for listening, and till next time, be safe, be well. Thanks so much.